Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Active Clothing Company Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Active Clothing Company Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Rajesh Mehra, Managing Director of the company. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Mehra for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Active Clothing Company Limited to discuss our financial operational performance for the fourth quarter and the full financial year ended 31st of March 2025. At the outset, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all of you, our shareholders, analysts, customers, brand partners, employees, for your continued trust and support throughout our journey. We deeply value your confidence in our vision, and it's your encouragement that continues to inspire our progress and long-term growth. Just an overview: Active Clothing Company Limited, headquartered in Mohali, Punjab, has grown over the past two decades into one of India's leading integrated design-to-shelf apparel solution providers. With a legacy spanning over 25 years, we offer comprehensive solutions from conceptual design and prototyping to manufacturing, quality control, logistics, and multi-brand retail. We cater to a diverse range of categories, which includes flat-knitted sweaters, circular-knitted T-shirts and sweatshirts, outerwear jackets, ply-knit shoe uppers, soft-woven garments, knitted beanies and gloves, soft-knitted toys, athleisure and leisurewear products. Our infrastructure includes a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Fatehgarh Sahib, Punjab, with an annual production capacity of 46.5 lakh garments, utilizing advanced technologies from Japan and Germany. This fully integrated production ecosystem ensures stringent quality control, rapid turnaround, and efficient order management, all under one roof. Our skilled workforce of over 2,300 employees forms the backbone of our operations. Their expertise, combined with our investment in technology and innovation, ensures we remain agile and quality-focused. Global brand partnerships: what we have done, and we are proud to be preferred manufacturers and strategic design partners for several leading global fashion brands. This includes Levi's, Adidas, Skechers, Chibo, Bestseller Group, who owns brands like Only, Jack & Jones, Vera Moda, Next, George, Guess, Puma, Ted Baker, TJ Maxx, and many, many other brands. Our long-standing 22-year partnership with Levi's stands as a testament to our reliability and commitment to excellence. From being their manufacturing partner to driving design, marketing, and retail strategy in India, this collaboration has scaled significantly contributing nearly 100 crores in annual business. For Adidas, we are manufacturing cutting-edge fly-knit shoe uppers, replacing imports and contributing to the Make in India movement. For Chibo in Germany, we serve as a single source partner for infant clothing in sweaters, helping them scale operations across Europe's top retail markets. Technology-driven innovations. In today's fast-paced fashion environment, where digital speed and sustainability define competitiveness, we have taken bold steps to digitize our operations. Our virtual design development center allows for 3D garment simulations, real-time modifications, and digital approvals, cutting development time and reducing sampling waste. Our research and development creates customers exclusive and forward collections fully aligned with the market dynamics. We have implemented AI-powered design tools and smart manufacturing systems to enhance productivity and cost efficiency. Our technical innovation in dyeing, embroidery, and garment finishing enables us to deliver premium quality and high-margin products. Sustainability and the certifications. Sustainability is not just a buzzword for us. It is embedded in our operations. We are actively transitioning towards a greener, more responsible manufacturing model. Some of our key sustainability initiatives includes rooftop solar installation with a capacity of 500 kilowatt, covering 50% of our annual energy demand. Use of certified organic cotton, RWS wool, BCI cotton, recycled yarns. Implementation of virtual prototyping and digital approvals to reduce sample waste and excess shipping. We hold industries recognized certifications including RAP, COTS, SEDEX 4 pillar, SA 8000, GRS, HIG index compliance. These certifications validate our adherence to ethical labor practices, environmental protection, and supply chain transparency. Multi-brand retail and distribution. In addition to manufacturing, we also established a robust retail and marketing arm. Today, we act as the largest marketing partner of Levi's, Flying Machine, Arrow, Celio, Being Human, in the regions of Punjab, Himachal, J&K, and Chandigarh. Our services to brands go beyond retail. We provide them end-to-end inventory and logistic management, market intelligence and POS tracking, promotional strategies, and territory-wise sales insights. The unique integration of design, production, and go-to-market capability is a rare combination in the Indian textile and apparel space. Now coming to the financial performance of Active Clothing Company Limited. For the full financial year ended 31st March 2025, Active Clothing Company Limited delivered a strong performance marked by significant year-on-year growth across key financial parameters. The total income stood at 297.12 crores, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 39.72%. EBITDA was reported at 28.49 crore, registered a growth of 34.24% compared to the previous year. The EBITDA margin for the year 9.59%, demonstrating continued efficiency in operations and cost management. PAT came at 8.45 crores, representing a robust growth of 73.73% on year-on-year basis. The PAT margin of full year stood at 2.84%. Diluted earnings per share for FY25 was 5.45, showing a year-on-year increase of 74.12%. Financials for quarter Q4 FY25. For the fourth quarter of FY25, the company posted a strong quarterly performance with substantial revenue growth. Total income of Q4 FY25 was 68.76 crore, a year-on-year increase of 81.23%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 5.6 crore, marking a growth of 13.61% compared to the same quarter last year. The EBITDA margin for the quarter was 8.14, reflecting stable operating leverage despite higher input costs. PAT for Q4 was 1.63 crore, up by 21.52% year-on-year. PAT margin for the quarter was 2.37%. Diluted earnings per share for the quarter was 1.06, representing a year-on-year growth of 23.26%. These financial results reflect our strategic initiatives, improved operational efficiencies, and growing demand for our products across global and domestic markets. They underscore the strength of our integrated business model and our ongoing commitment to the value creation for our stakeholders. As we look into the future, we are more confident than ever in our ability to scale responsibly, innovate continuously, and drive value for all stakeholders. Our focus will be on achieving 500 crores in revenue by FY28 and 1,000 crore in 5 years. Expanding our dealer network from 200 to 300 for stronger pan-India penetration. Investing in backward integration to reduce costs and ensure supply stability, including in-house capabilities for garment dyeing, printing, and specialty finishes. Exploring new product verticals such as kids wear and athleisure categories. Growing our export footprint, currently spanning over 30 countries. Continuing digital transformations, including ERP upgrades, predictive demand forecasting, and AI-powered merchandising. Before I conclude, I would like to place on record my deepest appreciation for our employees, customers, partners, suppliers, board of directors, and our investors, each of whom has played a critical role to our continued success. Our journey so far has been marked by resilience, reinvention, and responsible growth. And we are optimistic and that the next phase will be ever more exciting. We look forward to your continued support as we strive to become a global leader in sustainable high-pressure knitwear and apparel manufacturing. With that, I now open the floor for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Ayush from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations on your number. So my question is regarding your receivables and inventory. Can you please give light on that one, sir?
Yes, stocks are going, stock level. Stock level is going down qua the sales we have made. Receivables are within control. They are all being realized within 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, about the any guidance about the CapEx?
Sorry?
Guidance about the CapEx that you have purchased the plant.
CapEx is a continuous activity as we are a growing company. So as we probably expand in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, we are continuing the same in the current fiscal also.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, tell Abhishek.
Yeah. So my question is, your virtual design center and AI tools are unique assets, and how are these translating into tangible business outcomes like faster lead times or better margins?
No, that is being reflected in the financials. With these tools, we are growing both in numbers, both in top line and bottom line. So these tools are helping us to probably meet the growing trends of industry, both internationally and nationally also.
Okay. And what has been the most transformative impact of digital tools across your design to delivery cycle?
No, our designs are being recognized by one of the best companies in the world who are the companies which have been established for the last 100 years are using our designs to market them. Their own products globally now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, Levi's has been a strategic partner for over two decades. What are the next areas of growth within this relationship?
No, Levi's now, we have partnered with them for their export growth also. So we are in direct contact with their global team at San Francisco who are studying our design studio and placing orders on us. So apart from having a national presence, now we have moved to international and global markets with Levi's. We had a direct one-to-one meeting in San Francisco, and they have acclaimed us to be one of the very good design studio, and they hope to place good orders this season.
Okay. And so my last question is, how do you plan to scale your tech infrastructure as you expand into new products? How do you plan to scale your tech infrastructure as you expand into new products, lines and geographies?
No, it's a continuous activity. So last month, the team from Active was touring America and China. Now, this week again, we are booked for America. So we are making our global presence felt. The store is for America and Canada. So we are increasing our geographies now from being a national player to an international player now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chandresh Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. So
Welcome, Nilesh.
Yeah. So with utilization at 75%, how do you plan to balance current operations with incoming demand surges?
So we are already expanding. We are making a CapEx. So our building is near completion now. So we hope to install new machineries also, and including utilization of this additional capacity and the present capacities also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on the backward integration strategy? What
components are? Backward integration, we plan to install a dyeing plant in times to come. But for that, we need all approvals from the state government and the central government. That's a longer process. It's in the pipeline. So for that, additional acquisition of land and building would be required. So the process is underway to probably reduce lead time. That's the most important thing what we are looking at, so that we are more competent with the buyers by way of lead time.
And what are being, what you say, bought in-house, and what is the cost-benefit implication?
No, well, first, the main implication would be the lead times. We would be more agile. We'll be able to supply earlier. We'll be able to hold our inventory lesser. So that would be the prime objective. Then the cost analysis, because it's a big capital investment, so cost-benefit would come in the times to come. What first we are focusing on is to improve the lead times for the world standards.
Okay. The last question I have is, what are the steps you are taking to ensure consistency in quality as you scale production and workforce?
So we have got in-house, we are employing more people who are governing the quality standards of the company. So every department is being fully equipped with the best of quality teams. So it's a continuous activity where the quality is being monitored day and night.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll get back in the queue, and if I have any questions, I'll join back.
Surely, surely.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Priya Jain from Green Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jain.
Hi.
Welcome.
Sir, this is Ms. Jain and not Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. So hello, sir. So I have a few questions with me, and fashion is an industry which is rapidly changing, and it's very tough to stay and be in a competition. So with the new categories like kids wear and athleisure wear in the pipeline, how are you approaching to differentiate in this very competitive segment?
Active means agile. So we are agile. So we are moving with the fashion. So that's our logo. That's the reason of our growth. We are providing the fastest design studio to our customers. So that's the reason we are growing. And that's the reason we have become the first point of choice with both national and international buyers.
Any specific strategy you follow?
Sorry?
Any specific strategy, like code of conduct, like you follow to be different?
Yeah, the code of conduct for all product categories is the same. But the how we will manufacture the athleisure and layer wear category, because only the fabric differences are there, and some of the machinery differences are there to handle those kind of a particular fabrics, which has a performance fabrics generally. And currently, if you see, we have three sportswear brand in our kitty, which is Puma, Skechers, and Adidas. And we have been approached by three more sportswear global customers. Like you must be heard about Agiltas, who has come into the India. So we are into the process of tying up with them. We are into the process of tying up with Lotto. Lotto is relaunching themselves in India in the next year 2026, and Elite Sports in USA, where I am going next week, and we are having a meeting with them. So this category is the most growing category across the globe right now, and we are focusing on it. We have hired a technical team who can handle this product in terms of manufacturing also. People are on board and we are working on it. And we have successfully delivered this category during the current financial year, which we have closed in 31st March 2025.
Sir, also just to understand, would you think that the customer need in international market is much more influencing our domestic demand, especially in athleisure wear?
Athleisure wear, if you see, the kind of products are similar which are being offered into the global market as well as into the Indian market. Only the color preferences are changing because globally the sportswear category is more bright and other thing. In India, we look into the subtle colors and dark colors, black, navy is like that. Otherwise, these are each and every garment is a performance oriented and having some technicality into the product, so which is required for the particular activity, and that's the product category is almost the same, what is the global and what is the offered in Indian market. But yes, in India, the price segment is less as compared to the international market.
Good to hear. So that's it from my side. All the best. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Uday Malhotra from MK Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, Uday. Good afternoon.
Yes, yes.
Yes, so I have just two or three questions. If you can clear this, we'll be great.
No, your voice is not audible now.
Now?
No.
Huh? Hello,
you
now.
You need to be louder.
Hello, now.
Yeah, better.
Yes, so first question is, so how do your sustainability efforts like using solar power and organic materials, how help you to get a new client and keep the existing ones?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Solar and sustainability.
First your point is this solar power.
Yes, solar power and organic materials, which help you to get new clients and keep existing customers.
So this, in fact, this is a step towards the sustainability, which I have explained in my opening remarks also. So half of the capacity what we are using in terms of power energy is being produced in-house, and as far as this organic materials or recycled materials, so these are all products are in demand globally because everybody is looking into sustainable products, and being a approved facility for these sustainable products like organic, recycled, RWS for these materials, this really helps us in getting a client base across the globe.
Yes, and the one is do you have any plan to handle risks like in current changes in raw material prices, or there could be a problem with transportation?
Your voice is very low. What you said?
Okay, my question was, so do you have any plan for sudden price changes in raw material or a problem with transportation?
Raw material problem with transportation?
No, sudden price changes in raw material prices.
Uh-huh.
And
the raw material prices in our trade is currently stable.
Yes, but if any sudden changes occur.
Sorry?
If any sudden changes occur, then
we book very well in advance. When we first book order, and the same day we book our raw materials also.
Okay, I think my voice is not audible. I'll join back in queue. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditi Roy from Patel Advisors Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
My question is, how do you see the role of physical stores evolving in the next 3 to 5 years, especially with e-commerce gaining term?
We are a B2B manufacturer, man. We are not into the on e-commerce.
Okay, so my next question is, which international markets are showing the most promise for growth, and how are you tailoring offerings for them?
So, in international market also, what we are manufacturing on the brand's labels, and the retail prices are also guided by them. And we don't have any marketing rights on any of the platform, either B2B or onto the B2C. So we sell only to the brand, and then brand takes it forward.
Okay, sir. I have one last question. Could you provide insights into how you are positioning India as a competitive alternative to traditional sourcing hubs like Bangladesh?
Competitive advantage? Hello, can you repeat your question?
Yeah, sure. Could you provide insights into how you are positioning India as a competitive alternative to traditional sourcing, also like Bangladesh?
Traditional sourcing. Our sourcing is very, very much currently, if you see, are robust, and we are everything is monitored by our ERP system. The demand, raw material demand is generated whenever we get the orders. Accordingly, ERP generates the demand, they generate the order. And the old system of buying and the sourcing is no more there. Everything is systemized within the ERPs only.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreya Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So my question is, beyond visual simulation and AI design tools, are there plans to incorporate predictive analytics in supply chain or demand forecasting?
Yes, it is already there. It is already there. We are our customers has all for our customers. We are predicting that what kind of orders can be generated in which particular month, and what raw materials, what size of order, what quantity of order would we can expect, and everything is based on the data analysis of the past. We have a very big data bank with us. And with all these AI tools and Power BI, the forecasting is done also.
Okay. Have any new global brands entered your portfolio recently, or are there any new, are there any in active discussion?
Yeah, a lot of places we are having active discussions. We are having discussions with the brands from Canada, new customers from US, and as far as from the domestic market also.
Okay, thank you. And my next question is, how do you balance dependency on anchor clients like Levy with the need for diversified revenue streams?
Please repeat the question, ma'am.
Yes, how do you balance dependency on anchor client?
Yeah. In fact, we have already allocated the capacities to them. The percentage of business is already allocated to them, and we manage the within that only. And the kind of growth of business in with the anchor clients, we keep on adding our capacities so that we can service our anchor client much better way and always be there as a preferred business partners.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for answering all the questions.
Right.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ishita Jain from Unity Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Lot of gems today, please.
Yes. So I wanted to know, given your growing exposure to global clients, how are you building resilience against geopolitical or supply chain or uncertainties?
Ms. Jain, what we are growing is with global brands only who are well-established brands or probably who have a history of more than 100 years. And the risks are being divided by sticking to national brands also and international brands also and into different geographies. So nothing is being placed in one territory.
So your design to shelf model is a unique differentiator. How scalable is this model as you add new geographic or product lines?
Sorry?
So I wanted to know, how scalable is this model as you add new geographies or product lines?
It is endless, man. We keep on increasing our manufacturing capacities and the business is there. We can do even 10 times in 5 years if we wish to grow at that level. And because right now, whatever the volumes we are doing in this business, these are the fractions and fractions of the market size. So a lot of market, bigger opportunity is there. And our business model is very well scalable and sustainable also.
Okay. Given the company's ambition, have you explored or are you considering a joint venture or strategic partnership for faster global expansion?
Currently not any strategic partnership because we want to grow with ourselves only. So we are not looking for any strategic tie-ups.
In terms of partnership...
Okay, so my last question is, how do you internally measure innovation effectiveness? So do you track metrics like success rate of new product launches or speed to the market?
Innovation, the design studio and R&D center, they are in continuously exploring new blends, new trends, new silhouettes, new look of the garments, what we design. And the innovation is the main criteria that we are much ahead than the global fashion and these are all brands. Trust the whatever our team predicts about the trend for a particular season. And we work on very, very well advanced. We have looking into the various global trends, forecasting websites and design team participate into the exhibitions also. And we are doing 18 to 24 months well in advance. Now we have started summer 27 designing in our studio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shushant Sambarkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Shushant.
Congratulations on set of numbers. My question is regarding the FTA that is happened between UK and India. Does that affect your margins or revenue in any way?
With the FTA with UK, you are saying?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. FTA with UK.
Currently, it is not yet clear that what kind of concessions would be there. But I think so we will be going with the zero duty with UK. And the impact we can see into the next financial year because everything, whatever come in force with the this all FDA arrangements, it will come into the post December 2025 only. But if we look into the our competitiveness into the market as compared to the other countries who are in competition with us, so India would be a preferred nation for UK to buy apparels from this side. And we see a very good plus side in our business due to this FDA happening.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Sharma ji.
Yes, sir. My question is, we saw an impressive revenue 80% growth. Can you break down the key contributor to the spike? Was it volume-led, price-driven, or due to change in product mix?
No, nothing has changed. We are getting more competitive by way of having deeper design studio who is in line with the brands. So design studio is our strength.
Okay. And while Q4 EBITDA grew by only 14%, despite strong revenue growth, can you explain what factors limited margin expansion this quarter?
Sorry?
Your EBITDA, Q4 EBITDA grew by only 14% despite strong revenue growth. Can you explain what factors limited margin expansion and this quarter?
This quarter the orders came quite late, so probably we took time to have the input cost increase basically.
Okay. Yeah, and there has been a noticeable increase in raw material. How much of this inflationary versus expansion driven, and do you expect it to
normalize? Orders came late, so we had no time to probably. So the intent was to supply the orders, so we couldn't probably negotiate much with the raw material suppliers.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Active Clothing Company Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.